He's going to share with us this morning and just give us not just an update, but I believe some encouragement in our hearts. And with that said, I'm going to go sit down over here.
I'm supposed to grab this. Good morning. On behalf of everyone at CareNet, I want to thank you for being part of our CareNet team. I've only been involved for about 5 years now, and we have seen so many wonderful changes. It's been such a blessing, so I want to share that with you this morning. The baby bottles that you fill, Mothers to Father's Day, that's our second biggest fundraiser. We have our annual banquet in the fall, but the baby bottles really help to keep the operation going. You know, when CareNet started, it started back in 2002, there were only a couple churches at the time, and, you know, getting it started, and we started, and I guess we kind of were like the pregnancy help movement all over the country. You know, you start small, you use what you have, and for about 10 years, you're considered kind of a mom-and-pop operation. And we ended up being at 90 Union Street for the first 10, 11 years. And since then, a lot has happened. This past year, a client asked, not one of our client advocates, but somebody else in the pregnancy help movement, they said, are your services free? Because everything we do, whether it's ultrasounds, parenting classes, material help, it is at no cost to the clients that come in. But I loved her answer. She said, no, our services aren't free. But there are people in this community who love you and your baby, and they're paying for it, you know, which is so true. Back in 1973, when Roe v. Wade became the law of the land, there were no pregnancy help centers in our country. Today, there are over 3,000 of them. And of the 3,000, 1,100 of them are through the CareNet affiliation. And here in Maine, we are one of 8 CareNet affiliates. A lot has changed at our CareNet office over in Brunswick. On the outside, we've moved. I was saying to Pastor Ross how we've gone from kind of the mom and pop to, I love it, when people come in and visit our office now, they'll say, wow, you guys look really professional, but you're so friendly. And that has been a real draw for some people. And what caused this was that back in 2012, and it was actually the first year I attended a banquet because somebody in my church had invited me to go, the speaker that year was saying that, you know, we had a good, solid operation, but they were saying, if you want to meet, if you want to be able to help more abortion-minded women, you need to be in a more central location, and you have to increase your advertising. And they said we should consider moving our center, and that was in 2012. Then in 2013, our banquet speaker told us the same thing. And then it was in January of 2014 that our director, Sue Morley, said, you know, we really need to be praying about this. So in January of 2014, we started having an hour of prayer on Monday morning from 9 to 10. Anybody that wanted to come in could come in to pray. And basically, we were praying for direction. You know, okay, these people that know about pregnancy help movements are saying we should move, and, you know, rents are expensive, and what should we do? And, you know, we're just kind of waiting on you, Lord. And then we also started just kind of looking at places around. And it was then in the spring of 2015 that we checked out 3 places that day, 2 other people and me, and we walked into the rear of the Center Place building to a space they had to rent, and it was like we walked in and the Lord was like, this is it. We could just tell. Maybe part of the reason was it was all painted yellow, so it was very cheery, but we you know, looked into it, and we were able to get that space, and we moved, and it was because of volunteers. Everything is volunteer. You know, the largest abortion provider in our country gets $1.5 million a day from our federal government. The pregnancy help movement depends on the fellowships all over the country. You know, it's people providing so that we can offer, you know, the services that we offer to women facing unplanned pregnancies. So we ended up having this beautiful new space. We had volunteers coming in, fixing it up. Everything was repainted. You know, people helped us move. And we were really happy. But it was like we had this vision, and we've heard this again from people in the national movement. It's changed a lot, and ultrasounds are what people are really kind of looking for now, you know, going beyond the pregnancy test. So we were praying about getting an ultrasound service in. And again, Monday morning, 9 to 10, one of our volunteers brought in anointing oil because we had found out that the office space behind us was available for rent. And so we were like, wow, that'd be a perfect place for an ultrasound. So one Monday morning, one of our volunteers brought in anointing oil, and on the back wall of where we were, she made a shape of the door, a door. And then another time, a minister, you know, one of the supporting churches came in, and he laid his hands on the back wall and was praying about our ultrasound service. And honestly, we thought it would take a long, long time. I'm talking years to get it, because the director and I went around to other centers up in Waterville, down in Portland, to check out, you know, how much is this going to cost us? And we figured that to get the space, rent it for a year, get the ultrasound machine, and train our nurses was going to cost us $48,000, which is a large part of our budget that we had anyway. So we continued to pray about it. And in the fall of September, I mean, in the fall of 2015, we held an open house. And at the time, the manager of the Center Place building, who thought it was a great idea, we wanted to rent more space, had given us the key. So we had an open house, and at the open house, we would walk around outside our office to the other office, and we shared that vision of an ultrasound service in that new space with everybody that came that night. And, you know, we're continuing to pray. And that was in September, and so it was in October that I was calling to see about getting sponsors for the banquet. And there's a donor that usually gives something towards the banquet, so I called him up, and he goes, oh, my daughter was at your open house. She said you guys are interested in starting an ultrasound service. Do you have any figures? And I said, well, yes, we do. So I emailed him that $48,000 figure. And, you know, I thought, great, you know, we did our homework. So a couple weeks later, his daughter, who also goes to another church that has, you know, supports CareNet, walked over and handed our volunteer an envelope and said, this is from my dad. And it was the check for $48,000. We were blown away. What we thought was going to take years to accomplish, all of a sudden, we have the money. And it was just like, you wouldn't believe the flurry of activity last year. We ended up renting that space in December. We had volunteers come in because, again, we had new flooring, we had walls painted. One of the nicest things that happened was a carpenter volunteered on our website. He said, what can I do to help? And this space where the ultrasound is, and I hope if you guys get over to Brunswick, 10 to 4, Monday through Thursday, come in. We love to give the tour and show what everything that's happened. And the door that now, you know, adjoins the two spaces that we have. But the carpenter said, what can I do? And we said, we could use a storage space. So he came in winter of 2016, and he built a storage space, beautiful storage space. And we said, well, we'd like to thank you for that. You know, do you have a favorite restaurant? And he goes, no, no. He goes, I do not want anything. He says, I am just doing this for God. And we haven't seen him since. He just came in. He did what he said he was going to do. So that, you know, 2016 was a wonderful year. I mean, that answer to prayer was so unbelievable. People coming together, getting everything set up. We have a nurse manager. She's a retired nurse. And then a woman, this is kind of neat too, because a woman from my church, when we were still praying about this back in 2014-15, a woman from my church comes up to me and says, you know, Mary Rose, she said, I really feel God wants me to get involved with CareNet. And she goes, I'm doing nurses training right now. Her kids had graduated, and she decided to go and get an RN degree. She says, I'm doing nurses training right now, but I'd really like to help. And I said, Marilyn, you just might be an answer to prayer, because we've been talking about should we get an ultrasound service. So I will keep you posted on that. And now she's one of our two nurses that does the ultrasounds for us. The biggest challenge we had, you'd think money would be the biggest challenge, and it was a huge one, but the biggest challenge we had was getting a medical director. You know, doctors are busy nowadays, and a doctor that's going to take on overseeing the ultrasound service at these pregnancy help centers, they kind of have to be thinking outside the box, because it's extra work for them. And we had the space, we'd got the machine, we had gotten our nurses trained. We had to spend a week. We had to pay $1,000. That was part of the 48 to get a person in to train the nurses to do the first trimester ultrasounds. And that all happened in May, and this was back just last year. And so we're praying, and we're reaching out to doctors in the area, and, you know, not getting any yays. And okay, May and June and July, and like, okay, Lord, we know you've got a plan here. And so somebody suggested Dr. Garth Miller, and he and his wife Holly came in. He said he would consider it, so he came in and met with the director and our nurse manager. And I have to share the email, because this was such a huge blessing to us. He emailed us back a few days later. He said, Holly and I enjoyed our visit on Tuesday and have reviewed the material you gave me. I believe that CareNet is very well organized and managed and is certainly doing God's will by supporting and encouraging pregnant women to carry their babies to term. After prayer and discussion with my wife, I would be honored to apply to participate as medical director. That was worth more than the $48,000 to finally find somebody who could get the program off the ground. And he has been great. He, you know, works well with our nurses, and, you know, when they need something, he's there for them. It's been really wonderful. And there's been so much excitement and so much good stuff going on. And yet, just like we heard here with the praises and prayers today, there's always that sadness, too, because not everybody that enters CareNet's door chooses life for their child. And that's hard. We had a young girl come in with a family member, and she, you could tell, was open, but her family member was not open to her carrying her child. And we offered an ultrasound. It was declined. And we found out that she had chosen abortion. And, you know, you know God's in control, and you keep praying. But it was hard. And it was like a few weeks after we learned that, though, another girl walked into our center. And she had actually been there a couple months before with her boyfriend. Found out that her test was positive. They left undecided. We'd been praying for them. And last fall, she walked into our center, came inside the door. There were two of us out there in the main office, and she looked at us and said, my boyfriend's left. I've decided to keep the baby. I need help. We were like a flock of little hens. We just came around her and gave her a big hug, and we have maternity clothes that have been donated. You know, we were able to outfit her with the maternity clothes. She had an ultrasound. She took parenting classes, and now she comes back with her little one, who is adorable, of course, you know, just to check in and say hi. And it's wonderful. That is such a blessing, because, you know, when a woman chooses life for her child, she's actually choosing life for herself. So I've told you all the good things that have gone on. Our biggest challenge right now is getting the word out to people. There are so many people that don't even know we exist after the last 15 years. And we've noticed that because we have expanded our radio advertising, and we're advertising on a couple stations in Portland and getting quite a few ultrasound clients through that. And I love it. One of the ultrasound clients who came in with her boyfriend, a friend had heard our ad and told her about it. Well, they had the ultrasound, and they chose life for their child. And she said, I never knew a place like this existed. And so a lot of the finances now we're trying to pour into the advertising just so we can help more people come in. You know, at CareNet, we know that life is something to affirm and a hold. Life is given by God no matter the circumstances. One of the foundational elements of a Christian worldview declares this truth. Humans are made in the image of God, and because of this truth, a Christian worldview declares life to be precious, worth saving, worth dying for, worth celebrating. Every pregnancy is a miracle, and every baby is a gift from God. My husband and I were up at a 40 Days for Life prayer event in front of the Augusta Abortion Clinic this spring. And if you haven't heard of 40 Days to Life, it's a wonderful thing to get involved with. You would be blessed beyond measure. And we talk to people who come an hour before and talk to people who come an hour after. And I loved what this woman said to me, who had been praying an hour before. She told me that when one of her daughters was in high school, she had come to her and said, Mom, I'm pregnant. You know, when I was in my early 20s and I told my mom I was pregnant, she told me she wished I'd never been born and called me some pretty rotten names and didn't speak to me for 3 years. So when women say to us that come in and find out they're pregnant that they're afraid to tell their parents, I totally get it. But this woman said it to me at the abortion clinic in Augusta when we were praying. She said, you know, the Holy Spirit was with me. And when my daughter came to me and said, Mom, I'm pregnant, she said, God has given you a gift. And I said, wow. And she said, yes. And she said, it wasn't easy for my daughter. She said, but that child has been a blessing to our whole family. And I think that's the kind of thing we have to remember. Our verse at the banquet last year was Hebrews 12:2. And it tells us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Because just recently we had another girl who we think probably chose abortion. And we continue to pray. You know, our hope is in our prayers. God is in control. God has a plan. And we just want our clients that come in to know, you know, that they are loved, that they are precious, that God cares for them. You know, when they enter our front door, the message they see on the wall tells them, and we've got it in big letters, you are precious, you are valuable, you matter, you are not alone. I feel so blessed to be part of this ministry. You know, I see how God uses so many different people in so many ways to get his work done here on this earth. And actually, it's all of our churches. We started out with two or three. This year, we added two more. There are now 45 supporting churches in the Mid-Coast area that keep CareNet's doors open. So I just want to thank you for blessing us with your participation too. Usually I end there, but I'm going to say one more thing, because there's something else you can do. We started last August. We held our first prayer walk. It's not a money raiser. All we did is ask people. It's on the Saturday before kids go back to school in August. This year it's Saturday, August 26th. We asked people to go to their local schools and to pray for the students and staff. You know, clients' ages range from 15 to 40, but a lot of the clients are the young people, you know, high school, college age people. And last year, we had 45 people from 9 churches spend an hour praying for students and staff at 16 area schools. And you just got to know, you've got to believe that that makes a difference. And one of the reasons I say that is for 2 years, we've been doing a prayer walk on the Bowdoin campus. That's a tough area to get into, the Bowdoin College campus. And after our first prayer walk, we actually had a girl infiltrate and write a scathing article about us in their college paper, although she even had to admit we were incredibly nice, even though she thought we were misguided. And she ended up coming back 2 or 3 times, and we were able to establish a relationship with her. And then this last year, there was actually a student that wrote this beautiful article about coming out for Jesus. So again, I really feel that prayer is where we need to be. We want to be the hands and feet. We want to be Jesus with skin on to the people around us. And we do that through our prayers and through the ministries we support. So thank you.